I'm joined today by critically acclaimed writer Jane Kirkpatrick, author of The Daughter's Walk, to discuss her new novel, One Glorious Ambition. Hi, Jane. It's good to talk to you.
It's nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Now, what drew you to Dorothea Dix's life? Do you think that your personal background in therapy and social work helped you identify with Dorothea's causes in a unique way?
I think so. I was actually initially drawn to her because I knew she was a reformer during a time period in the 1850s when women, public women, were really not revered at all because women were supposed to be at home, and in fact, women were not even allowed to go to school in many instances. And so I was intrigued by how this woman who was very public and made such a difference in the lives of millions of people could have done that and still be today regarded so highly. So that was one of the things I was intrigued about. And then the other thing you said about my own background in therapy and social work, I do think that really led me to this story of, after many years of knowing about Dorothea Dix. I think that we're facing some of the same challenges that she was facing about hoping that a certain way of dealing with the mentally ill would improve their lives and working hard to make that happen. And then here in the 21st century, we're still struggling as a community and institutions and families with what's the best way to help people who are suffering and bring relief to their lives.
Now, Dorothea Dix accomplished a great deal in her lifetime, writing, teaching, reforming, traveling extensively, even battling politicians. What are two of her major milestones in accomplishment, and how can these inspire modern-day crusaders?
Well, one of the things she did was at the age of 15, which is highly unlikely, she opened her own school for girls. And this was unusual both because she was only 15 herself, but also because it was a school for girls. And very few schools for girls existed at that time in New England or anywhere in the country. And so she opened the school, and then she also wrote books that were very well received and became bestsellers that became part of the curriculum for her school. So that was one of the things she did that was really amazing. And the other thing I think is helping to help all 32 states at the time that there were in her lifetime change the way they treated the mentally ill. And she believed that we have a civic duty and a moral obligation to help people in need regardless of how they got there. And I think that that's something that can inspire us today, that she was one person, a woman in a time when women weren't highly regarded as individuals, and that she was able to make that kind of change in the lives of so many people, I think should be a huge inspiration for reformers today, people who want to make a difference, whether it's in their neighborhood or in a larger scale around the world.
Dorothea had a painful childhood and young adult life. Jane, can you explain how you believe she became a good steward of her pain for a greater purpose? How does serving the least of these intersect with Dorothea's driving purposes?
Well, that phrase, to be a good steward of your pain, came from theologian Frederick Buechner. And I really like that image because it basically says that we shouldn't allow suffering to hold us hostage, that bad childhoods or painful experiences aren't meant to keep us there. They're meant to be fuel for transformation. And that's what I saw Dorothea doing, that she took this very painful time in her life and actually many disappointments in her life, and she converted those into relieving the suffering of others. I think she really came to a place where she discovered that if you relieve the suffering of others, that you also relieve your own. And I think that was another way that she felt that she was serving the least of these. She was a very faithful Christian. She was driven by a belief that God had a purpose for each person, and she struggled in her early life with finding that purpose, thinking it was through education, and then discovering that it really was in reforming social structures that treated the mentally ill. So I think she believed that if she helped that one person who was chained in a debtor's prison who really needed mental health treatment, that if she helped that one person, that she was in fact living out the scripture to help the least of these, as Jesus described for us as part of our Great Commission as Christians.
One Glorious Ambition is the brand new title by Jane Kirkpatrick. It's about Dorothea Dix and her life, and we do look forward to that. Thanks again, Jane. It's been great to talk to you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.